live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Is it going to be manic? That's all up to you. It could be fabulous. It could be frustrating. It could be fantastic. It could be totally... yeah, that. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Not just Reno, not just Sparks, not just Carson. All of Northern Nevada. What's on your mind? Hawthorne, I hope you're doing good this morning. Fallon, Fernley, love you guys. Good morning. And it is a good morning. It is a great morning because patriots have spoken. The law is on our side. The Constitution is on our side. It's just the media that's not. And that's what you have to watch out for. So that's why I am going to try and bring you as much great information as I can. Try to put your worries at ease. But know that you have to be prepared. 884-9910, the talk and text line. Remember that number, 884-9910. Because believe it or not, Thanksgiving's over. I hope it was amazing for you. I hope you spent it with family and friends. I know I did. But tomorrow is December 1st. Where did the year go? That's what happens when, you know, time flies when you're having fun, but time flies also when you're stressed out and beaten down because you don't know what happened. Well, we're going to make it better. And what makes all things better? Chocolate. Chocolate, of course. And at some point in this next 2 hours, we are going to be giving away from the chocolate shop in the Raley Shopping Center in glorious Gardnerville. We are going to be giving away a gift certificate for a box of truffles. Delicious, handmade, homemade truffles. So be listening for your chance to win today. And we appreciate them so much for being a part of the show. Also being a part of the show, Carson Nissan. I mean, Nissan in Carson City. Nissan of Carson City. Sponsoring today's poll question, which we will have up in just about 15 minutes. Because I want to do that in the next segment. I want to bring you the idea behind it, the thoughts behind it. First off, though, I want to start off the show with a very important announcement about a rally that is going to happen this Thursday, okay, December 3rd. This is a rally beyond rallies. This is not for the country to see that Nevada supports Trump. This is for the state of Nevada to see. This is for your neighbors, your friends, to be a part of, for you to be a part of. Businesses, come on. Come together. Bring your staff. Close for an hour or two. I know it's rough, but this may just make the difference for the vote in Nevada. Our elections are supposed to be sacred. I tell everybody, it is your right to vote. It is your obligation to vote. And when that vote, when that voice is stolen, you might as well just go out and kill people, because that's what you're doing. From laws that are enacted, from people that are elected. I know that's a harsh analogy, but you have to look at it in the big picture. I'm tired of hearing people say my vote doesn't count. It's just one vote. But when you put all of those votes together and they're stolen and have been for years, those votes have gotten people killed. From the decisions of going into wars, from the decisions of losing your business and your livelihood and committing suicide, those votes do cost lives when they're stolen. December 3rd, 1 p.m. in front of the Nevada courthouse in Carson City. There will be a rally that I hope is the largest in this state's history. I know I'm going to be there. I won't be able to broadcast live, but I will be there at 1 o'clock with everybody else. I pray and I hope people are going to be carpooling and caravanning from Reno. If you want to be a part of the caravan or the carpool, if you don't want to drive that distance, meeting at the Summit Mall in Reno, that's South Reno, at the Summit Mall at 12 o'clock, right in front of Wasabi's. That's right next to the theater. There's plenty of parking. We can pack the place. A lot of those cars will be leaving, though, in the rally. But it's going to depart promptly at 12:15. Promptly. Because you got to get to Carson City on time. Bring your signs. Bring your flags. Bring your bullhorns. It is so important that right now, at this moment, as an election is being stolen, that we come together and show judges, show the court system, we are not going to back down and our voices will be heard. Now, the Trump legal team filed a lawsuit in Nevada in response to the fraudulent ballots. The media will try to continue to lull you that there's no proof, there's no evidence of fraud. Yes, there is. The evidence is all around us. In my estimation, I would guess that there's not one person out there who doesn't know somebody or know somebody who knows somebody who received an extra ballot, who received a ballot for a past resident of wherever they're living, ballot for somebody who's passed, somebody who's moved away. The evidence is out there. Just because they don't want to report it, that doesn't make it true. The case is being heard on Thursday in Carson City, this Thursday. So please join in solidarity. Come out and support our president at the rally in front of the Carson City Courthouse. Okay, it's not the Capitol. It's not the legislative building. It is the actual courthouse. 885 East Musser. East Musser. At 1 p.m. So at 1 p.m. is when the program starts. You want to get there early? By all means, if you're driving to Carson City on your own or you're in Carson City, get there early. But at 1 o'clock, the program starts. And the Women for Trump Advisory Board member and co-chair of Veterans for Trump is going to be there because she is an amazing veteran. She's an amazing woman. Jessie Jane Duff. I've had the honor of meeting this extremely patriotic American. Take the sexism out. Take the gender out. Doesn't matter. She is just an awesome American. She's going to be speaking to the crowd, and she's going to have some powerful words to say. Don't miss it. Giving you enough notice. Today's Monday. It doesn't happen until Thursday. Can you adjust your schedule at work? Can you just take the day off? You're needed. People ask me all the time, is there going to be a rally on Saturday? Is there going to be a rally on Saturday? There's been rallies every Saturday in Carson City. Stop the Steal, Recall Sisolak, Americans for Trump. Every Saturday. But this is the one that is going to make the most difference, in my opinion. To let not only our legislators here, but our judges know what the American people, what the people of Nevada, what we are supporting. And that is legal votes. Accountability. We can't let this happen again. We know it's happened in the past. We've suspected it. We've said there's been voter fraud. But as usual, the media says, no, there's no evidence of voter fraud. Is that because they didn't do their job as investigative journalists and go out and prove that? Or did they just listen to the government and say, there's no voter fraud? Because it is the government that is perpetrating the fraud. It is the governor who signed the order. It is the Democrats who put it through. I'm sorry, not put it through. Pushed it through in one day to have all mail-in ballots. It's time for you to speak up. And the time has been designated 1 p.m., 885 East Musser this Thursday. I hope I see you there. We'll be back with the makings of a poll question and something that really, really irks people off. How the state spends your money and the ridiculous things they do in the name of your safety. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
3 days, 3 hours, 35 minutes. That's how much time you have left to sign the Recall Sisolak petition. As of now, they are looking for donations so they can hire a lawyer to extend the signing deadline, because California did it to get Newsom out, and the courts actually took their side and said, yeah, this whole COVID, well, they said the COVID restrictions. I say this COVID nonsense has hindered petition sign or signature gathering. Do your part, whatever you can do. If you want to see this tyrant out, like so many Nevadans, takingnevadaback.com. Contact them today. Contact them now, actually. Don't put it in a search bar or anything like that. Just go directly to the top of your computer and type it in. Takingnevadaback.com. 3 days, 3 hours, and 34 minutes. All right. Something going on that just struck me as, and every time I see these, oh, by the way, it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, but I think you knew that. So putting up signs to let you know that there are more signs or signals ahead just boggles my mind. It really does. So it looks as though the Department of Transportation in Carson City and Douglas County are going to be updating traffic signal warning signs. You know, you see them all over the place. When this sign is, you know, flashing, there's a stop ahead. Or there's a stop sign. Stop light. You see them all over the place. Why is that? Are you not, if you are not, well, we'll put it this way. If you are not smart enough to see a traffic signal or a stop sign and stop or continue to go, depending on what the sign says, you should not have a driver's license. These signs are a waste of taxpayer dollars, in my opinion. And I will tell you a very true story that makes me look like an idiot, but it's okay because I look back and I laugh at it. But I can tell you when I was 19, 20, I was in an area that was unfamiliar to me. I had been on that road before, but not really thinking about it. I was with my friends, and there was a stop ahead sign. And all I saw was stop. So I stopped at the stop ahead sign. Why do we have those things? Had it just been a stop sign, I would have been fine. I had friends in the car. What can I say? But that's what people do. Both sides can be argued that, well, it saves lives. It warns people. Really? Or is it a distraction? Is it a distraction and a waste of money? With what we're going through right now, with so many still unemployed, people not getting their unemployment checks, wouldn't that money be better spent or even not spent? I know we're at the end of the year. And this is where it all comes together of use it or lose it for the year-end budget. Some people's budgets, you know, their year-end is into the next year. All depends on what agencies you work for. But our state is in such a bad position right now financially. Shouldn't every department of every agency be looking at ways to cut costs, to not spend money, to save money? We don't know. We do not know what 2021 is going to be like. So here's the poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are traffic signal warning signs a waste of taxpayer dollars? Yes or no? That easy. And if you want to call in and give your opinion, 884-9910. What do you think? Talk and text. Or email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. 50% yes right now, 50% no. We'll keep it going. And we'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
Well, I don't know about the younger, but I'm starting to get up there. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Talk and text 884-9910. And of course, as always, my email, monica@991fmtalk.com. I did turn off over the holiday, so I have, as I pop on over here, 368 emails that I need to get to today. So please be patient with me. I appreciate it. We'll get to a few of your texts and emails in just a moment, though. I want to reiterate today's question, just giving you a little bit more of details. These traffic warning signs that we have out, it's actually the Department of Transportation in Douglas and Carson are going to turn them from flashing to just solid. They're going to update them. Now, people have their opinions on these lights, that they save lives, that they actually make it worse. Because what happens when you see a flashing yellow light or a yellow light? Sometimes people speed up. And we have to just face the facts. No matter how many warnings you have out there, there are just bad, impatient drivers. And there will always be accidents at these intersections. Doesn't matter if that sign is there or not. Does it cut down on them? I don't know. I want to hear from you. 884-9910. As earlier, we were talking about the rally that is going to be happening in Carson City on Thursday. This Thursday, 1 p.m. in front of the Nevada court, the courthouse there. They're going to be hearing the appeal from the Trump legal team. This is when the case is going to be heard. Get there early. Bring your signs. If you want to commute from Reno, people will be meeting in the Summit Shopping Center just down from the theater in front of Wasabi's, which is Just an easy location, just a definite right there. Going to be meeting there at 12 o'clock. Prompt takeoff at 12:15. All right, let's get to the talk and text lines. Nora wants to talk about voting. Nora, thanks for calling into the program today.
Oh, hi. Monica, thank you for having me. I just got back in town from taking care of my mom. I was going to be leaving again. Fifth time, can.
And we just lost Nora. These phone lines just drive me nuts. All right, Nora, please call back. 884-9910, and we'll get Nora back on. She wants to talk about voting. We cannot let our vote be stolen. And it's not just here in Nevada. I believe there's a lot of it in California as well. We're seeing what's happening in Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is on tap to give their electoral votes to Donald J. Trump. It's a beautiful thing. You've got to know what's going on. All right. I think we've got Nora back on the line. Thank you for what? I'm sorry. What was that? Okay. So we have Nora back on the line. Let's go back to Nora. And Nora, you had just got back into town from taking care of your mother. Start from there.
Okay, and so anyway, I went over to visit my neighbor. He has Agent Orange, and I took his vote. I helped him fill it out because he couldn't write, and I also did my voting deal before I left, and I took it and personally put it in myself, coming home to find out that his was not counted, and I'm checking mine to find out because it probably didn't get counted too, and I was really upset when he told me this last night. And I says, well, I'll check mine out and have to figure it out. And I'm going to be down there screaming and like a banshee. This really upsets me a lot. And I know that the Democrats are messing with the vote. I know that they did. Because there's no way we can have a president that has done so much and has drawn the crowd. It's not like it's six cars and a bus. You know, we've got thousands of people at these rallies and stuff. Not we, Trump has. And yeah. I'm really upset to find out this. So I'm going to be going down where I took my and put my vote in and his also tomorrow and letting them have what for.
Nora, thank you for the follow up because that is so important. People just cast their votes and then they forget about it. You know, in elections past, mm-hmm. they just don't even think that it's like, oh, I'm sure it was counted. You have to do the follow up.
The only thing I can assume is one, first on your deal with the stop signs, one, people need to be paying attention. I almost got hit coming home for Pacheco Pass. And two, that you can't assume nothing. The only thing I assume on is I know that the president that is wanting to be, I am not calling the president at all. Trump is my president. And but that they are crooked as a fence going on a round circle. I just cannot believe, you know, what they've been doing to our president. And and we know that if they were to win, they are going to take Biden out. Set him in a corner somewhere, and I tell you one thing, that man definitely has dementia because my mother's had it for years, and I've noticed the sign 4.5 years ago.
We all see the signs, yeah.
But the thing of it is, you know, it is what it is, and my mom has more clarity than he does right now, and she's 95, like I said, with cancer, and I'm going back, but I'm holding my day off because now that I know about this rally, I'm going to be there for that. But I thank you for all that you're doing, Monica. And I did get one of the great shirts and met the gentleman in your office there. He'll probably never forgive me because I have a weird sense of humor, but he was so great about it. I thank you for what you're doing, though. You have turned my head around on a lot of things that, you know, I've learned so much to listening to the station in general. And I just thank you for the time and energy, and I know you put a lot of it in.
Well, thank you, Nora. I appreciate that. I hope I see you on Thursday. Make sure that, you know.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be the one laughing and holding my homemade sign up. United we stand, divided we fall.
That's right, baby. All right. I want a hug when I see you, too. Thank you, Nora, for the call.
So. I was hoping I'd get a hug the day I went to your station and got my shirt. So God bless. Thank you.
God bless, bye. Nora. Bye. All right. Let's go and check in with Ken this morning. Ken wants to talk about the warning signs and voting. So, Phyllis, you hang on the line. We'll get to you in just a second. Ken, what's on your mind about the warning signs and voting?
Well, good morning, Monica. On the voting, there's widespread evidence. I don't care how much the mainstream says there's no evidence. But there was that one county, I believe in Wisconsin, where they found 6,000 votes that were miscast due to a glitch in the system. You know, they went from Trump to Biden. Well, if you take them out of one column and put them in the other, that's a 12,000 vote swing, which is, again, not that many votes. But what's the percentage of votes in that county? And then again, there was 28 counties, I believe, that all used the same system. Is the same percentage of votes miscast? And was that system used all over the U.S.? So we're talking a major swing of percentages.
Yeah, Ken, that's why they had to
glitch.
That's why they had to actually shut the systems down and stop counting at a certain point in the middle of the night, because they actually had to work the percentages. They had to make it, you know, look like it was so close, but still switch those votes over, because there was such a landslide vote for Trump that they didn't know what to do. They couldn't just add a few, you know, votes for Biden. They actually had to manipulate it to where the percentages were off.
Exactly. It's the percentages that count. And there has been voter fraud ever since we started having elections.
Yeah.
But I think up until recent years, it has been minor and localized. But now we're talking major fraud, and we're talking on a nationwide scale. And this really needs to be looked into by nonpartisan experts, computer experts, forensic experts, what have you.
There's one question to ask, and it needs to be answered, and that is, why are our votes shipped out of this country and counted someplace else?
Right. I've heard that a number of times, and I do believe it, but I don't know that there has been any proof of that yet. I believe it's happened, because in the age of the internet, it can all happen in microseconds. So, you know, I'm not going to say it hasn't happened. I believe that it did. And again, like you said, why? Why are they shipped to Germany or Spain or Portugal or wherever the heck it was they were supposedly shipped? On the traffic signs, I think the state needs to spend a lot more money on a whole new system. When a car gets within, say, 300 feet of a traffic signal of some kind, then a little icon needs to pop up on your smartphone, because that's where everybody's eyes are anyway.
That's interesting.
I'm being facetious with spending more money, but the point
about that's actually interesting. You know, how about we put sensors in there, since all the cars are computerized now, and just have it slow your car down? You know, all those sensors in your vehicle do it anyway. If you get too close to the vehicle in front of you, it slows it down. Why don't we just have that sensor in the signs?
Which is why I don't have a new car. I don't want all that automation. My newest car is 20 years old, and it's got too much computer in it.
Give me a classic any day. I appreciate it. Ken, thank you for calling into the program.
My big truck still has the dimmer switch on the floorboard. So,
That's perfect. I love those. My foot still goes down there looking for it after all these years. Ken,
have a great day, Monica, and you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well, Ken. All right, Phyllis, thank you so much for hanging on the line. What are your thoughts about these warning signs out there?
Actually, I like them. As soon as I see that the lights are flashing, I kick off the speed control and, just start slowing down. I have seen, which I like, I have seen so many people run the red lights at all the other type of signal lights. I see it all the time, and it's like, mm-hmm. good grief. Or maybe there's the yellow light has been on for however many seconds that it's on, for a while, and people will speed up and run through it and end up going through a red light.
It's like impatience. It's, we don't want to be sitting there in that. I think we just all need to take a deep breath. But, Phyllis, you're driving out in an area different than myself. When you see these warning signs, and you say you're taking it off the cruise control and slowing down, what do you think the thought process is for other people who see that sign, though? Do you see people speeding up to see if they can catch that light? Or do you see people doing as you do and backing off?
Usually, the majority are backing off. Yeah. I've seen that so much that I like it. I go, gee, why aren't they at every signal light? Yeah, I like it.
Because I think we'd all be focused on, you can't have them in cities, really, or things like that, because all we would be doing is looking up at signs, and we need to pay attention to the road. And see, and that's what I think is these signs take away from people paying attention.
It really catches your attention, to see it flashing. But it's in front of you. It's not like off to the side,
Right. Because it's over the road.
It's in front.
What do you think if they turn those lights solid now and have them static rather than flashing? Because that's what they want to do.
To say prepare to stop?
Yeah.
Well, it says prepare to stop when flashing.
Right. That's why they're doing this whole thing that they're going to change them all out.
I like the idea that it starts flashing. Some that are close to me, the speed limit is 55. Well, you're coming 55, approaching the signal lights, and the light is not flashing, prepare to stop. You're still going 55. You just go right on through at 55. Yeah. You don't slow down because which at other signal lights, I slow down because I don't want to end up, in the intersection when the light turns red or be so close to the line when it turns yellow. Or it's a judgment call. Do I need to stop, slam on my brakes, and take a chance of getting rear-ended, or do I speed up and go on through?
That's a good point.
I really do.
Yeah, that's a good point, because even my husband and I disagree. He stops, and I'm like, go, speed up. And he's like, no, we'll just wait. So everybody has their thoughts. So, Phyllis, thank you so much for calling in drive. Oh, go ahead.
Could I also comment on the voting?
I'm going to put you on hold. I'll let you comment, but I'm going to put you on hold because I got to take a quick break here, okay? So you hang on, and we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Only got about 60 seconds here, so let's get back to Phyllis. Phyllis hanging on with us because she wanted to make a comment about the voting. Phyllis, thanks for hanging on.
Yes, you're welcome. I was I voted on the early voting with a mail-in ballot, you know, the absentee ballot. I took it to the courthouse in the in Minden, pardon me, and I gave it to him. Well, twice before the end of voting totally was to take place, I received a notice saying, our records show that you have not voted yet. Make sure you go and vote. You know, you only got this much time left. And I went, I was one of the first ones to vote.
Yeah. This whole thing has just been so messed up. Phyllis, thank you for telling us that, because so many people, I think, stories like that drives them to check their ballots and see if they are registered as their vote was counted. So thank you so much for that update on yours as well.
Okay.
Thanks, Phyllis. Have a great day. We'll be back after this Fox News update and this Fox Business update with more and today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are traffic signal warning signs, is that a waste of taxpayer dollars? What do you think?